Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. One out. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Juist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. George Binks pinch hits for Bob Savage. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Juist moves to second. Gene Handley pinch runs for George Binks. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Majeski scores. Juist moves to third. Handley moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Brian Stevens now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Juist scores. Handley moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Handley scores. McCoskey scores. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Fain reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Rushkowski now catching. Ernest Groth now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Ernest Groth. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frazier for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.